first of all, we have just recently published a childhood obesity action plan for the Caribbean from civil society's perspective. And what this plan aims to do, it aims to motivate and encourage civil society in the Caribbean to be an engine for change in terms of the reduction of childhood obesity. The approach of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, which is a regional NCD alliance, is to work with different sectors of the society, including the public sector and also the private business sector, all aimed at reducing childhood obesity, which occurs in some one-third of our children in the Caribbean. And specifically, what we are aiming to do as we seek to reduce childhood obesity throughout the Caribbean is we are seeking to ban, if you will, the sale, marketing, and promotion of sugar-sweetened beverages in schools. We're also encouraging imposition, if you will, of a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages and unhealthy foods. And in addition to all of this, we are trying to encourage our children to be more physically active. The point being that the more we can get these initiatives in place, the more likely it is that we will achieve a reduction in childhood obesity.
Thank you very much. What are the characteristics of Caribbean societies that make this problem particularly urgent?
I think the characteristics are, first of all, that there has been, I think there are certain trade policies, there are certain agricultural policies that act to encourage, if you will, the consumption of unhealthy foods. The marketing and promotion by, quite frankly, the fast food industry is also contributing to unhealthy eating. And so it's several factors that come together. In addition, our children are being less physically active because, like so many children throughout the world, they're very much involved in video games and watching the television and all of those different sedentary activities that seems to take them away from the playing fields and from physical activity. And of course, in all of this, I think it's also important to mention that our children are not riding bicycles, and they're basically just not walking as much as was done by a generation before them.
Is there something particular you want to share with the audience?
I think what I would like to share with the audience is that civil society throughout the world has a major role to play in chronic disease prevention and control. And that as we move forward to the United Nations high level meeting on chronic diseases in 2018, that a space needs to be created in which civil society is able to contribute in a significant way to the United Nations high level meeting 2018, as in fact civil society did in 2011. And that, I think, is very, very important.